Hello, intrepid minds, and welcome to the fifth riveting episode of the 20 Questions Quiz Podcast in 2024. We're thrilled to have you back for another round of mental gymnastics and knowledge exploration. If you're new here, brace yourself for an engaging journey through a cascade of questions that will test the limits of your intellect. A quick recap of how the game works. You have 20 questions to conquer, each one building upon the last. We will read the question twice, giving you a fair chance to grapple with their complexities. But beware, the clock is ticking. You have a mere 10 seconds to deliver each correct answer. Slip up and it's game over and I win. The idea is to get as far as you can without getting a single question wrong. If you have any burning questions or a topic you're passionate about, then share it with us on Twitter or X, as it's now known, at 20 Questions Quiz, or drop me an email at 20questionsquiz@gmail.com. That's the word 20questionsquiz@gmail.com. Your input can shape the future of our episodes. So whether you're here for the thrill of the quiz or seeking to expand your mental horizons, get ready to embark on another exhilarating journey through the labyrinth of knowledge. The quest for wisdom and fun begins right now. And for the fifth time this year, let's see if you can defeat 20 questions. So here we go again. Settle back, settle in. Let me begin with question number one. In which month is Valentine's Day?
Five, four, three, two, one.
A good reminder for many of you who may be listening, for your partner, that it's on the 14th of this month. 14th of February is the right answer. February is the answer to question number one. To question number two, what is the capital city of Spain?
Five, four, three, two, one.
A city I've just spent the last few days in fact. The capital city of Spain is the beautiful Madrid. Madrid is the right answer. Question number three, which dance represents the letter T in the NATO phonetic alphabet?
Five, four, three, two, one.
In the NATO phonetic alphabet, the letter T is represented by the word tango. Each letter in the alphabet is associated with a specific word to facilitate clear communication, especially in situations where verbal communication may be challenging or prone to misunderstanding. Tango, in this context, is not referring to a dance, but simply the word used to represent the letter T. Question number four. What kind of animal is Anna Sewell's Black Beauty?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Anna Sewell's novel, Black Beauty, the main character is a horse. Black Beauty is a fictional autobiography narrated by the horse, chronicling his life and various experiences. The novel was first published in 1877 and is known for its advocacy of humane treatment of horses and has become a classic in children's literature. To question number five. How do you express one half as a decimal?
Five, four, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
To express 1/2 as a decimal, you divide 1 by 2, and the decimal representation of 1/2 is 0.5. 0.5 is the right answer. Question number 6 to literature now, and what is the name of Sherlock Holmes's companion? What is the name of Sherlock Holmes's companion?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Sherlock Holmes's companion and close friend is Dr. John H. Watson. Dr. Watson is a fictional character created by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and serves as the narrator in many of Sherlock Holmes's stories. Watson is a former army doctor and shares various adventures with Holmes as his loyal companion and chronicler. The dynamic between Holmes and Watson is one of the most iconic partnerships in detective fiction. Question number 7. We move on now to alcohol. And what flavour is the liqueur Tia Maria? What flavour is the liqueur Tia Maria?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Tia Maria is a coffee flavoured liqueur. It is made from a blend of Jamaican coffee beans, vanilla sugar and Jamaican rum. The liqueur has a rich and sweet coffee taste, often enjoyed on its own over ice or used as an ingredient in various cocktails and desserts. Question number 8. Sport. Which athletics event shares its name with a famous battle? Which athletics event shares its name with a famous battle?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now, did you get this within 10 seconds? Thinking of those many athletics events, javelin, discus. Now, the answer, of course, is the marathon. The marathon is an athletics event that shares its name with a famous battle. Now, the marathon race is part of the modern Olympic Games and it commemorates the legendary run of a Greek soldier, Thucydides, from the Battle of Marathon to Athens in 490 BCE. Now, according to legend, Thucydides ran approximately 26 miles to bring news of the Greek victory over the Persians at the Battle of Marathon. The modern marathon race distance is 26.2 miles and it reflects this historical event. Now, there's many stories as to why it is 26 miles. According to some, the Battle of Marathon to Athens was actually 90 plus miles. And the reason, of course, it is now 26.2 miles was down to the 1908 Olympics in London, where they wanted to do it to extend the finish, so the finish line was in front of the Royal Box at the White City Stadium. Question number 9. Who wrote the novel Lord of the Flies? Who wrote the novel Lord of the Flies?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Now, did any of you fall into the trap when you heard Lord of the and went for Tolkien? Wrong, of course. Lord of the Flies was written by British author William Golding. The book, first published in 1954, explores themes of human nature, civilization, and the inherent capacity for both good and evil within individuals. Lord of the Flies is a classic work of literature and is often studied in schools for its psychological and allegorical aspects. Question 10. Music now, with a little bit of literature thrown in. Which comic book did the 1980s band The Thompson Twins get their name from? Which comic book did the 1980s band The Thompson Twins get their name from?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The band's name is taken from the two bumbling detectives Thompson and Thompson in Hergé's comic book series, The Adventures of Tintin. Tintin is the right answer. The Thompson Twins were a British pop band in the 1980s that achieved major success with their singles, especially Hold Me Now and Doctor Doctor. So we're at the halfway mark of this edition of 20 Questions. 10 to come on music, Napoleon, the Grand Canyon, football, languages, the Vikings, and British history. But we begin with rock music. And question number 11. Which band reinvented rock with its 1987 album, Appetite for Destruction? Which band reinvented rock with its 1987 album, Appetite for Destruction?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The band that reinvented rock with its 1987 album, Appetite for Destruction, is Guns N' Roses. Appetite for Destruction is the debut studio album by the American rock band, featuring iconic tracks such as Sweet Child of Mine, Welcome to the Jungle, and Paradise City. The album was a massive commercial success and considered one of the greatest rock albums of all time. Guns N' Roses played a significant role in the rock music scene during the late 80s and early 90s. Question number 12. On which island was Napoleon Bonaparte born? On which island was Napoleon Bonaparte born?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Napoleon Bonaparte was born on the island of Corsica. Corsica is a Mediterranean island located southeast of France, and Napoleon was born in the town of Ajaccio on August 15th, 1769, while Corsica was still an independent republic. The island later became a French territory before Napoleon's rise to power and his eventual crowning as Emperor of the French. Eight to go on this edition of 20 Questions. Question 13 deals with the Grand Canyon. And can you tell me, please, which river flows through the Grand Canyon? Which river flows through the Grand Canyon?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The Colorado River flows through the Grand Canyon. The Grand Canyon, located in the state of Arizona in the US, was carved by the Colorado River over millions of years. The river played a significant role in shaping the impressive and vast geological formations that make up the Grand Canyon. The Colorado River continues to be a central feature on the Grand Canyon's landscape and is an important aspect of the canyon's natural beauty and ecological systems. Seven left. Question 14 is this. As of January 2024, what is the nationality of the current UN Secretary General? As of January 2024, what is the nationality of the current UN Secretary General?
Five, four, three, two, one.
His name is Antonio Guterres, and he is Portuguese. A politician and diplomat who has been serving as the Secretary General of the UN since January the 1st, 2017. Before assuming the role of UN Secretary General, Guterres had a distinguished career in Portuguese politics, including serving as the Prime Minister of Portugal from 1995 to 2002. As the UN Secretary General, his responsibilities include overseeing the work of the UN and addressing global challenges, conflicts, and humanitarian issues. Question 15 of 20 deals with football. Spain's Copa del Rey competition was known as what during Franco's dictatorship? Spain's Copa del Rey competition was known as what during Franco's dictatorship?
Five, four, three, two, one.
During Francisco Franco's dictatorship in Spain, the Copa del Rey football competition was known as the Copa del Generalissimo. The Generalissimo was one of the titles used for Francisco Franco, who served as the dictator of Spain from the end of the Spanish Civil War in 1939 until his death in 1975. The Copa del Generalissimo was the official name of the tournament from 1939 to 1976 during Franco's regime until Franco's death and the restoration of democracy in Spain. The competition reverted to its original name, Copa del Rey. We've reached the final five. Five questions to come. British history. The Vikings. Saints. Languages. But first, question 16 of 20. This is a true potluck question. This is one you either know it or you will never have a clue. Where would you find the spirit of ecstasy? Where would you find the spirit of ecstasy?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The spirit of ecstasy is the name given to the mascot that adorns the hood of a Rolls-Royce. It is a distinctive winged figure representing a woman leaning forward with her arms outstretched behind and above her. The spirit of ecstasy is a symbol of luxury and elegance and is prominently featured on the front grille of Rolls-Royce cars. Rolls-Royce is a British luxury automobile manufacturer, and the spirit of ecstasy has been a hallmark of the brand for many, many years. Four to go on this edition of 20 questions. Question 17 deals with languages, and it's this. The word bungalow comes from which language? The word bungalow comes from which language?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Now, have you got this one? Question 17, or have I knocked you out on this one? The word bungalow is derived from Hindi, from the Hindi word bangla, which means Bengali. The term originally referred to houses built in the Bengal style, which were one-story structures with thatched roofs and wide verandas. The concept was later adopted by English builders in the 19th century, and the term bungalow came to be used to describe a particular style of single-story house with a low-pitched roof and spacious veranda. The style became popular in various parts of the world, and the term bungalow is now used more broadly to describe a single-story house with specific architectural features. Three to go. Question 18 of 20 is this. Who is the patron saint of music? Who is the patron saint of music?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The patron saint of music is Saint Cecilia. Saint Cecilia is one of the most revered saints in Christian tradition, associated with music and musicians. She is believed to have lived during the Roman times, and she is honored on November 22nd in the Western Christian calendar. Saint Cecilia is often depicted playing a musical instrument, and she is considered the patroness of musicians, composers, and poets. Her association with music led to her being recognized as the patron saint of this artistic and creative endeavor. Two to go. you're still standing after 18 questions, you're two away from defeating 20 questions. 19 of 20 is this. The Norse word vik, as in the word Viking, means what? The Norse word vik, as in the word Viking, means what?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Now you have two answers here, and I'll accept either. The Norse word vik, as in the term Viking, means bay or creek. The Vikings were seafaring people in the late 8th to early 11th century who came from the Scandinavian countries of Norway, Denmark and Sweden. And the term Viking has been used to describe these Norse explorers, traders, warriors and pirates who conducted raids and journeys across Europe, the North Atlantic and beyond. The name likely reflects their association with the bays and waterways of their homeland. So we've made it to the final question on this edition of 20 Questions. Question 20 of 20. It deals with British history. To defeat 20 Questions, the question is this. Who was the mother of Charles I? Who was the mother of Charles I?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Have you got it? Have you got the question right? And have you got the previous 19 right? And you can wear that badge that says, I have defeated 20 questions. A feat I've yet to hear anybody say they've done. Is it you? The mother of Charles I of England was Anne of Denmark. She was the queen consort of James VI of Scotland and James I of England. Anne of Denmark and James I had several children, including Charles, who later became King Charles I of England, Scotland and Ireland. Anne of Denmark was the daughter of King Frederick II of Denmark and Sophie of Mecklenburg-Gustrau. Anne of Denmark is the right answer. Was that the answer you needed to defeat 20 questions? Are you sitting on the throne this week? Or are you waiting in the wings, waiting for your coronation as a quizzing king or queen? Maybe you have to wait till next time. Or you can have a go at another 20 questions quiz. Why not? There are plenty of 20 questions quizzes available for you to have a go at from last year, our music quizzes, our sport quizzes, and the previous 25 quizzes we did in 2023. I want to hear about it. I want to hear how you've done. Get in touch on Twitter at 20 Questions Quiz or drop me an email, 20questionsquiz@gmail.com. We are back on Thursdays, and every Thursdays, new episodes drop at 6 a.m. I do hope you can join us then. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your workmates. Let's see if they can beat you on 20 Questions. From me, Johnny Bryan, thank you so much for your company. Till next time, bye for now.